This episode of the Best of 7 Sports Talk is sponsored by The Reflection Connection. For all your natural health care products, go to The Reflection Connection. That's connection with a K. All right, NBA fans, enjoy the show.
T7M Radio brings to you the Best of 7 Sports Talk with 7 Mitchell.
But y'all know how we coming, man. Smash that like button for us. Let's talk about first topic of the discussion, man. Maverick Carter, bro. If y'all want some LeBron James haters in y'all space, in y'all area, just come to my group chat. Just ask me for an invite to my group chat if you want to be surrounded by some LeBron James haters. So shout out to BA, shout out to D Money. They went on ahead and made it their business to advise me of the report that came out today about Maverick Carter having an interview with the FBI back in 2011, I think, Hank, admitting that he had betted thousands of dollars on NBA games as well as other sports, maybe NFL. What was your reaction to this news, bro?
Nothing. I mean,
nothing.
Obviously, they brought him in to try to get him to, you know, say something about LeBron. Try to get him to say LeBron was betting because the players can't bet, the coaches can't bet. But agents and
managers,
they can
do
whatever.
It's not illegal for them. Right.
Not illegal. So even if it was, you know, LeBron betting through him, you know, they can't prove it. But I don't think that was the truth. I think it's just Maverick doing what he wanted to do.
But I don't think – listen, first of all, drop a bomb for Maverick Carter just screwing everything. Yo, it's always one. It is always one in the bunch, bro. Even if LeBron James had absolutely nothing to do with what Maverick Carter was doing, LeBron James, in effect, has everything to do with what Maverick Carter has going on. Like, there's no way getting around the storylines and the narratives about putting LeBron James' name in any equation that involve his guys. Yeah. Now, you're right. There might not be no proof that LeBron had anything to do with it. You think this social media, this society needs any type of proof when it comes to bashing LeBron or accusing LeBron of doing something wrong?
Yeah, I mean, just the headlines off all the articles, they make it seem like LeBron did something wrong. You know, they want to put something on his name so bad. They're reaching, and this thing is, what you said, from 2011?
Yeah, November 2011, right. He had an interview with the FBI. And he admitted at that time, and they were investigating somebody else. And I don't know how Maverick actually got pulled in, but yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, they want to put something more stainful on his name. They know he's trying to go after that Jordan legacy as much as he can before he get out of the building, but you know, they can't get nothing to stick.
Where's this guy? See this guy, I'm not going to allow him to play this game with me either. He's the culprit. But yeah, man, yo, this is bad business though. This is bad business. You like how do you manage to make this type of mistake, bro, knowing who you are affiliated with and associated with? And what have we been praising LeBron and his guys for so long?
Yeah.
Keeping their nose clean.
And why is this story coming out? A few months in a row, right? We've had a couple stories about LeBron James and his people. FBI investigations.
I mean, it's expected when you're at the top of the food chain. I'm not mad at the shots, PEDs, all this other crap. He's shaking it off. It's nothing to the king. But again, how do you as your friend add fuel to that fire, bro? You understand what I'm saying? It just does not make any sense, bro. And you can't be telling me that you was chasing money. LeBron been paid. He been had y'all established. Like, I'm confused, you know, but
yeah,
you got money, you need more money.
Yeah, probably, you know, if he out there gambling, sort of like Michael Vick and his friends, you know what I mean? Putting himself at risk. So, similar in a way.
How do you think this is going to affect LeBron's relationship with Maverick Carter moving forward?
Oh no, it's war. It's nothing. Nothing at all. They good. They got everything under wraps. They fine.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think nothing's gonna happen. Especially 12 years ago, it'd be something if this was like a couple years ago. You know, this is probably already been vetted.
Right?
You said what?
I'm saying it's coming into play right now. It can impact. It has impact right now.
Yeah, LeBron's got way more power now than he did 12 years ago in media and business. So, you know, I'm sure he's blocked most of this stuff from trying to come out. But, of course, somebody's going to try to get, you know, try to affect his name. So it got out. But he's 12 years old. They couldn't prove he did anything wrong. He good.
It was just unfortunate, yo, because these guys been riding with each other for so long. And like I said, they've kept their nose clean. Nobody's perfect. Yeah. So I never had no expectations like that. But to me, they kind of set a standard or set a tone of how things can be if you keep your head on a swivel. And to find out that this guy was betting illegally, had an interview with the feds, like nobody knew nothing about none of this. Like this is just weird. And I'm pretty sure LeBron probably had already knew and was aware about this situation. Yeah. And they still friends now, but it wasn't into the public now. Now it's going to be more of a headache on LeBron James having to answer some questions that, you know, might not even really be pertinent to him. It's just more of a stress factor. And who wants, with the mission that he's on, you don't need no outside distraction, especially like this is just tailor-made, you know, for him to fail.
Hey, this man, is just
crazy outside distraction thrown at him.
Don't he got chosen on the back, on his back? He good. Yeah, you know what's coming with that crown. He know it. So he ready for it.
Let me bring B up and A up in here, man. I got to change my setting. I'm about to bring BA up in here in a second, people. And y'all just bear with me because I'm going to have to change my camera setting on this. So BA, give me a second, family, so I can get this thing together.
Over here talking about he got the chosen one on his back. Get out of here.
Yo.
They coming for the crown.
They coming for the crown.
I don't like this at all, man.
I'm sorry, it was funny. This at all, it's the truth. It's the truth, but the way that Hank said it was hilarious.
Hold on.
Hey man, they came out with the
You don't even got to have me up, Seven. I can.
No, No. I need you up here. I'm just trying to.
He got to do a Stephen A. Smith. Like, I need to see his face. I need to see.
I
got to
see his face. I'm not gonna allow you to do.
I got to see the face.
Bring him up on the screen.
Pretty disrespectful. Hold on, fellas.
Hey, man.
Cole in the building. Cole, I'm bringing you up in a second, gang.
Shouts out to Seven for not putting on Malika Andrews and actually talking about this. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
I appreciate you, bro. 100%. I was like, Seven a part of Clutch Sports. He ain't about to talk about this.
I'm wilding, huh?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Let me get this together. Oh my God.
Oh man, yeah. They up 72-60, sevens.
The Lakers?
Nah.
No.
Okay. I mean OKC?
Yeah.
Yeah, Darvin being a terrorist.
How did this happen, yo? I just came downstairs at the end of the first and we was up by seven.
Yeah, to start the quarter.
They're a better team, what you expect? A better team.
AD was going off though.
Yeah, BA is chatting.
Hey, y'all, you think yeah, oh yeah, Fred, you're a Lakers fan, it's cool. Me being neutral, OKC is just a better team. And they better coach too.
They are better coach, but that's a very low bar.
It's a low bar. That bar is extremely low.
This whole Maverick Carter thing, but I want to get back to this, BA. What was your reaction when you first saw this? Because you didn't hesitate to make sure that I saw it. So what was your initial reaction when you saw the story?
I was thinking Mitchell report. That's what I was thinking. I was like, is Seven going to report this? I was like, the hottest sports broadcast in the world. I was like, I gotta make sure I go talk to the owner. I had to talk to the bosses real quick.
I had to talk to the bosses. My God, man. Give it up for the Mitchell. One time. Ank said this ain't no big deal. Hank said this is not, this ain't about nothing. I disagree. I say LeBron need to cut this dude off. I know they've been friends forever. Cut him off. You know how Jay-Z did Dame Dash and Rockefeller?
Yeah, Dame was more greasy than him, though. You know, Dame was greasy.
What? What's the difference?
As far as we know. You're right.
We thought Maverick was clean cut. Like, we would have never thought this until, come on, man. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Sabotage my group.
Yeah, I mean, I would, at this point, they probably need to cut ties. I mean, I think LeBron, at this point, being at that Billy status, need to cut ties with a bunch of people. Thank y'all for helping me get here, and we can be friends, like, away from outside of business, but, like, in business, doing business with each other. Y'all doing too much stupid, like, crazy things.
Especially if you initiate the stupidity. That's right. I'm not telling LeBron to turn his back on his friends or his day ones or none of that. But if they have set him up or just done anything that's typically abnormal after all these years, two decades of walking a clean line, and you know, now this come out. And then again, like I said, it's not that you can't have enough money, but I'm just wondering, like, bro, why are you so pressed to be illegally gambling when your best friend is LeBron James and y'all basically, 8 years in his career, he got money.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, maybe it was a ploy to go against Bron. Maybe he's not really Bron's friend like that. Who knows?
What it seemed like, bro.
I'm gonna set him up down. Maybe he's been trying to extort LeBron on the low. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Jada Pinkett style.
Seriously, bro. Like you, just like his other homeboy that he just met. He met at the airport on a plane. His other homeboy, like, these are mysterious relationships, I guess, that grew, and he just became, they helped him do whatever. Like, it's fishy. His friendships with them two specifically Maverick and my other guy, that they relationships seem super fishy anyway. For LeBron James, who grew up with people, I'm sure, who could be doing the same thing they did for him.
Yo, Cole, you think this is a big deal or no big deal about Mav Carter getting caught up with this situation?
I feel like the agenda pushers of the world gonna make it a big deal, but if you're just a fan of basketball, it's not gonna be a big deal. I feel like people who search out to discredit LeBron, they're definitely gonna bring this up, like, every trip. Just how they brought up the PED, whatever that was. Like, they just use that to amplify their arguments. Yeah, you're nasty.
That guy right there. But check this out. I'm not mad when you initiate it. If you make your bid, you got to lay in it. So I ain't mad for the people trolling or going to be using this all day tomorrow or the next couple days, because Maverick started this crap. But again, like, the focus that LeBron James need to have, like, to me, you know, I'm real biased with him, but again, to me, I just feel like this is a very unique situation for him and his career, his legacy, and nothing is promised. You can't have stupid stuff like this that don't even really involve you having an impact on your focus. I wonder how LeBron is going to be able to focus with this situation, because he's going to hear about it.
He ain't worried about this. You know why? Because half of the media is signed to Clutch Sports. So they're not going to really talk about this. And that's not even me being funny. I'm being dead serious. When a lot of stuff could be happening with LBJ, and a lot of people outside are going to talk about it, but these national three-letter channels and corporations, they're not going to talk about this. He make them too much money.
Mm. And Malika will.
Basically.
Hey, you're right. Malika, Malika won't either, because Malika's boyfriend is signed to Clutch. So she ain't saying nothing.
I don't know, man.
The guy in the studio.
Hey, Dave McMiniman is gonna be like, "Nah, baby, sit down."
And she's gonna be like, "Yes, sir." Stephen A. Smith took up for Malika Andrews today. I think. Did y'all see it or hear about the article or what he said?
Yeah.
So Stephen A. Smith, for those who are out the loop, he defended Malika Andrews. I believe this was earlier today. He says the city of Charlotte is considered the Bible Belt. When Brandon Miller showed up at South Carolina, you would have thought he was Hillary Clinton. They were screaming, lock him up, lock him up, lock him up. How in God's name does Malika Andrews not answer that question on draft night? She had to. That goes for any journalist. You agree or disagree with that, Hank? Because what he's trying to do is
answer it.
You know, trying to give her an alley-oop for what people are kind of criticizing her with that Miller, that Brandon Miller coverage that she did on draft night.
Yeah, I mean, that is, to me, that's something that could have waited to after the draft. It didn't have to happen right then and there. That's supposed to be a joyous moment for everybody, and you're trying to make it a negative spotlight for a very positive night for everybody, not just him. So, I don't think she should have did it then. I can see he's trying to defend her and himself, because he's getting called out too for a lot of people. Yep. On the internet. But I don't think that's the play right there. No, especially
ESPN is the one that need to be called out. Y'all keep saying it. They keep calling out these personalities. It's the network that's quarterbacking whatever comes out.
Yeah, you saw how they did Jalen Rose that time. They made him apologize 2 minutes
before
later.
Before the damn game was over. They all that shit crazy, bro.
Sure, they made Stephen A apologize too.
Yep.
A few times.
Michelle Beadle. Yeah, a couple times. I remember he apologized to Michelle Beadle.
Yeah.
And he suspended him.
Yeah, and they suspended him. So you know they don't be playing. But it's always somebody of color that they would like to harp on, and it sucks. And I like when it comes to Stephen A specifically, I think he was out of line for don't come up here trying to defend her. Like, nah, we ain't buying that. That's what I'm gonna say, because I can't tell another grown man what to do. But we not buying that, bro. She didn't have to say none of that about Brandon Miller at all. And the ask, what you say, the ask part, like they asking, who was asking?
Right.
Who was asking? Nobody.
And she reported a couple times like that.
Well. Yeah. Like she reported multiple times like that. Just like, oh, the head coach for the Boston Celtics, such and such, such and such. But then, oh yeah, he had a domestic violence case. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Really?
They ain't need to be brought up.
That's like, what are you bringing this up for? What are you bringing this up for? She did the same thing with Kobe. We're talking crazy. And I'm like, chill out. But that's what she do to athletes of color. I don't know if y'all noticed her facial expression when she was talking about Giddy. Her facial expression was like, man, I don't want to talk about this. I shouldn't be talking about this. But
oh, really?
Let me pull up.
Yeah.
I got to watch the clip, because I never seen her speak. She spoke on it, but I never saw it with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
Now, Devin, I'm
you mentioned Josh Twitter. Giddy, B.A. A report came out this morning that the family of the alleged teenager is not going to be cooperating with the police department with this Josh Giddy situation. That blew my mind. Because when the hell do we ever see a family not cooperate with law enforcement when there's a possible sexual assault going down?
Karl Malone.
It's not even that, but like similar with Karl Malone, but this is going, the reason why
that was
this.
Different. That is different.
That's totally different. But I'm going to preface this and say, I don't agree with what Josh Giddy did. I don't. That's what, this is my disclaimer.
Messing with somebody underage,
I don't agree with that at all. But what I will say is that age for that state is 16, so they couldn't do anything about it at all, period.
For the state of Oklahoma.
State of Oklahoma. So even if they want to make a case or whatever, they still can't come after them for that.
I thought they said the case was in Cali.
I thought it was in Oklahoma. I didn't know it was Cali. If it's in Cali,
Cali's 18. Cali's 18. Yeah. Don't play.
If it's Cali, yeah. But if they not go, man, come on. How many? If I toss a family a couple million dollars and change some people's lives, they ain't finna say something. And that's unfortunate. Very.
The NBA gonna be on that. They can't let them taint the league and mess the league up.
I don't want to be disrespectful when I say this. You think white people get down like that, though, bro?
Yes.
As far as accepting payouts and shit like that.
That's Michael Jackson. Ask Michael Jackson, RIP to one of the GOATs.
Exactly. Look who we're talking about. We're talking about Josh Giddey. That's what I'm saying. Like this, I can see black. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I can see some niggas taking a buyout, keeping their mouth quiet. Look at R. Kelly. But Josh Giddey is a first, second year professional in the NBA. He's not no superstar. He's not LeBron. He's not a billionaire.
But if I'm not mistaken, he come from money in Australia, I believe, wherever he's from. He comes from money. Yeah, he had his nice little private school, whatever school that he went to when he was in that, when he was in the other country. He was like the ringleader of everything, talking crazy to people, like the hot shot guy and all of that. Like, that's what he was.
They said the age of consent out there is 16 as well.
Where?
In Cali?
Wherever he's from.
Wherever he's from. Okay. Yeah.
It's still weird as hell, bro.
Yeah, he had a line.
16, 17, 18. If the word teen is in the age, bro, leave it alone.
Bro, what got me was, I'm kicking it with my girl. Then he showed her on camera, like, and he's super confident. And I'm like, You a grown ass man.
What was he cooking?
Yo, he is wild, bro.
But where he's from is different. It's probably different where he's from, I guess.
No, bro. I'm from Georgia, and that's legal too, but I ain't thinking like that. And I'm younger than him.
Yeah. He young. Yeah, see, that's just bugged out, bro.
I'm talking about, I keep saying Australia. Is it Australia? Where is he from?
I think it's Australia.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they get down out there. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, they probably get down like that. Like, dudes that are in their 20s probably hitting on 16, 17-year-olds. I don't know.
But let's not act like that stuff don't happen for real.
We know it happened in the hood. It happened in the hood all the time.
Yeah, yeah. When I was growing up, I used to be mad as hell seeing these grown ass men. Yeah. Come pick up. Like, come on.
From school. I'm 15, 16 trying to holler. I'm 15, 16 trying to holler at the girl of my dreams who's the same age as me. And there's some nigga that's 22, 23, 24, 25 sitting there buying her stuff, talking about, yeah, come on, baby. I got to take care of you. Get out. That's the game, and it sucks, but that's the game.
Is the NBA handling this situation fairly in comparison to like Ja Morant, Kyrie Irving? Is the NBA doing this due diligence? What y'all think about that part?
Hell no, bro. These niggas, bro, after the Ja Morant and all that, these niggas did not touch the court. Josh Giddey's playing right now. I'm watching, like,
these niggas didn't touch the court right now.
Remember it. Yeah, he was projected
on the court right now.
Remember, he was projected. He was projected to be from his play last year, not like excluding Holmgren. What Holmgren is doing is killing. How he killing? That was supposed to be Giddey. Giddey was supposed to be a 6'8", 6'9" point guard. All of this, yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. It just blew my mind earlier today when I saw the report about the family not cooperating. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, yo, I don't never see that.
Bro, it's so grimy and the economy is so rough with a lot of people that I wouldn't be surprised if the family was like, yeah, I need you to keep loving that guy. I'm glad you fell in love with an NBA player.
Pushing it.
Exactly. Like, he's an NBA player. I don't think white people give it up like that. Bro, money give it up like that. I keep telling you, we don't got no color, bro. It's just green.
I can imagine what
the exactly the recession, everything, bro. It's rough out here for a lot of people, bro.
I guess this is just nasty work. This is nasty work, bro. I don't know.
It's extremely nasty. It's filthy, bro. It's filthy.
And then you getting investigated by the NBA. That's a different type of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Because what y'all think about people? Oh, my bad.
No. What y'all think about Bronny James making his return to the basketball court? I believe projected to be next week.
Shit, I'm scared.
I'm scared as hell. And you know, I'm not a LeBron fan. I'm not a LeBron fan at all, but I'm so scared. Like, I wish, like, I hope. I just hope the best for the young man in general, bro, because this nigga had a heart attack, bro. This nigga went to cardiac arrest, bro. They had to resuscitate him back to life. And he about to go hoop again? I'm scared, bro. I'm scared. Keep him 100.
B.A., put yourself in LeBron James' shoes. How do you handle this situation?
Oh, you ain't hooping no more. You good for the rest of your life already.
You take you snatching his dream away just like that.
Hell yeah. It's over with. It's over with. You feel me? Like, for real. You ain't hooping no more. You feel me? Hey, you can hoop, but you ain't hooping professionally or on a college level where it's really intense. No.
You gonna put him in the 2K tournament? Play some video games.
Yeah, facts, bro. Facts. He could be in that little that 500,000.
Did Mike P just win 150,000?
Yeah, he won 150. He can be in that.
Hank, what about you, bro? Like, if you are LeBron James Senior, how are you handling this? BA said he's snatching his son's dreams away. F it.
Yeah.
You snatching LeBron that dreams away?
Snatching his dream. Yep.
Yeah, LeBron ain't thinking about you. No, mom thinking about it. Savannah thinking about it. So,
but this is Bronny. This is you a grown man. He's almost a grown man. You can't. Your parents can't make decisions for you. Yeah. Life changing decisions for you like that. Let's be honest, though.
They got to make sure he's healthy, though. And I think they probably did their due diligence in making sure he's good enough to get back on the court, at least medically. That's the main thing you got to make sure.
Damn. Bro, he ain't had to. Think about it, bro. He has not had, and basketball is different phases. And I played college basketball. It's different levels where you exert energy through physicality. And think about what I just said. Exert energy, the switch of pace, the switch of speed on a D1 level is ridiculous, bro. And he's going to have to take it there. And then this is not even the practices. The practices of running?
Everything is wear and tear. Like, every little element of basketball, especially nowadays, it counts. And it can cost you. Like, certain defensive guys, it takes a lot extra out of you just to try to get around certain people, much less actually finish the play and score. Just trying to get around guys, you now have to, you know, put a little bit more wear and tear on. So, damn, I hate to see somebody's dreams get snatched like that when they have an opportunity of a lifetime. But, you know, I'm wondering how long LeBron James, they going to let this thing rock. Because I'm pretty sure if he have another episode, they going to cancel Christmas on it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they better, bro. This is another life. And he doesn't have to play. He does not have to play. Your dad is a Billy. He's worth a Billy.
But
you don't gotta play basketball.
But this
is
what he wants to do, though. That's what I'm saying, though. And he's almost a man.
When the universe tell you to sit your ass down, you sit your ass down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you trace your dream if it would kill you?
If I had nothing, if I wasn't a million, if my daddy wasn't a Billy, worth a Billy, and I had to get it from the mud by any means necessary, hell yeah.
What Kevin Garnett said, he played with two heart murmurs. That's, you know, that's not a good thing either.
Who KG Marcus did? Aldridge.
Yeah, KG did.
And LaMarcus Aldridge.
What if Bronny James says he want to have his own identity and he don't want to live off of his dad's money?
Right.
Does he get a pass because he's still playing basketball?
It's fine. Like, my thing is he's a grown man. He can do whatever he wants to do. But if I'm his father, if I'm some type of authority to him, no, sit your ass down and chill. That's all I'm saying. If he wants to go out and do his own legacy, do that. Be that. Do whatever you like. But just understand, I don't want you to do it. Your mom probably don't want you to do it either.
Hypothetically,
you know, mom.
And I'm just trolling with this. But let's say Hank Bronny bites back, like, bro, I'm doing what I'm doing.
Oh, you know
I'm
that.
I want to play.
He 19, how, 19, you know that.
How far should LeBron James go to blackball his own son from getting into the league then?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Extreme
measures.
Can you
see that happening? Can you
extreme measures. Extreme measures.
Yeah. It's all about what LeBron actually feels about it. You know, if he feels like his son is okay, he ain't going to do that. But if he feels
no,
like
I'm saying, I'm saying hypothetically, if LeBron and Savannah opposes to it, but this kid is of age and he decides I'm gonna still go for what I know. Would you have a problem with LeBron using his resources to block his son's opportunities?
Not if he's gonna save his life. You know, he could block the court. The business part of it, he wouldn't block, but the court,
He ain't gonna stop him from going overseas either. If that's the case. Because he got talent.
Y'all hear these old men talking all this BS. Let me holler at Cole real quick and see. Cole is from a younger era. So Cole, let's switch this up because I don't know what these two old guys talking about. You know what I mean? So let me ask you, Cole, put yourself in Bronny's position, bro. Let's say your pops is LeBron James and you go through this situation, unfortunate situation, and now you about to bounce back. Let's say your pops tell you no. Your moms tell you no, but you decide to do it anyway or go for what you know anyway. And down the pipeline, you find out that your father is kind of blackballing you and alienating you from opportunities. How would you feel about your pops?
So naturally, you're going to be mad at your dad. But I feel like at my age right now, like I'd be mad at my dad. But when you get older, you just realize like he was just trying to protect you because you literally almost died. So
you think you're gonna allow yourself to get to that point? Because I'm thinking that could be a deal breaker. Like, fuck pops, you wanna carry me like that, nigga? Fuck you. I don't speak to you, don't speak to me no more for the rest of the episode. That's it, nigga. You the ops now. Like, so yeah, you think that you would be able to still spin the block, get more mature, and realize that he was only looking out for your best interest, knowing that he took your dreams?
Yeah, because me and Bronny still got a lot of life to live. So it's like we really aren't mature. So I feel like once we hit like 30-ish, 33-ish, something like that, we'll be like, yeah, bro, like our real life almost died. And that's why my dad did what he did, knowing that I had a safety net in him. But in the moments, like, yeah, fuck him. Like, I want to play basketball. He ain't let me play basketball. Like,
let's switch it. And let's go back to seven. You are LeBron James and your son goes out there and he passes away. How do you feel from there? Are you willing to take
that? If I'm LeBron James and I green light him and he passes away. I'm sad, but I'm not holding myself responsible. I'm not gonna feel like I'm to blame.
If I got medical clearance,
I feel good with that. But then you also got to take consideration this element, BA. What about Bryce? How the hell would Bronny take being told no? You have to fall back. And then here come your little brother comes into the league. I think he really would have a disdain for LeBron. Then
he'll be alive to have that disdain though. Right. He'll be alive to even feel that way. He'll get over it when he gets older.
I'm bugging out. Right. I'm bugging out.
Like what, bro? Bro was passed out on the court. Like what are you talking about?
Bro, hey, he was bro.
He was not
he
breathing.
Said he was they said that he was unalive for I don't know how many seconds, bro.
Yeah. Luckily they had that machine there or whatever, because you know most schools don't have it.
And if they did, because it's a big time school or whatnot, and they got a lot of people that donate to the school. If he was at a smaller school, he probably wouldn't even be talking about him right now, bro. He'd be out of here.
If he would have went to HBCU or something, he's cooked.
Yeah, Jackson State. If he was at Jackson State, oh no, RIP.
Yeah. Speaking of Jackson State, let me switch gears for just a minute.
Oh Lord,
is Prime Time not the most? Where y'all putting Prime Time? Because he got Sports Illustrated cover as a Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah,
which I found ridiculous because I call this year a failure.
I rock with it.
Really?
Oh yeah. Really? One win.
Was this a failure or a success?
Only one win last year.
So what?
The two wins I think the year before that. The two wins the year before that.
If they would have won two games only this season, that would have been an improvement. So don't talk to me about the one game win last season.
Deion Sanders had the league lit. Yeah, he had it lit like it was the NFL. We not doing this, Seven.
For all the wrong reasons.
Wait
a minute. Bia, you're saying primetime first year in Colorado was a success?
Yes.
Cole, you're saying it was a success?
Yes. He changed the way everybody looks at recruiting.
Yes.
You said it's a success.
Yeah. Yes. He changed the culture. He changed recruiting. Come on, bro.
Did nobody even expect for them with the line that they had, with the offensive line and the players that they left and et cetera? Did nobody even expect them to win two games? They won four. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you got all of these people that don't even pay. Ain't nobody been paying attention to college football except people from specific schools that they're loyal to. Everybody paying attention to Colorado. Mm-hmm. He walked in there, and I forgot they said he made after the first game of the year. $27 million. That's how much he made Colorado just the first game of the year.
Deion Sanders, them niggas lost six games in a row.
Bro, they not that.
The last six games. How is that a success, bro, on any level?
You're in the Pac-8 or whatever it is now, and you got Washington, the University of Washington, which is up the street from here. They're like number three in the country. You got USC, another top 10. Then you got Oregon, another top 10. He was arguably in the best conference.
The only win y'all really had that y'all was harping was that TCU. The
second best conference. You're right. SEC is
that TCU win. And what did TCU do this season?
Oh my God, bro.
What did TCU do this season?
They're supposed to be worse than them. That's the point. Yeah.
They could have won a few games. They almost made a bowl game, honestly. That's what I was hoping for. They'd be close to a bowl.
You have a team that lost six in a row.
Yes.
They had a weak offensive line all year. They had a quarterback that was a fraud. And not only that.
A fraud?
Fraud is insane.
The son is a fraud. The son is a fraud. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Bro, Hank, he went.
What one of y'all brought up recruits? Which one of y'all brought up recruits?
Me. I did.
Deion losing recruits. People that were supposed to be coming to Colorado, they're not going. They decommitted now because they see the reality, bro. This was a failure. How could y'all sit up here and say this was a success?
Bro, next year is going to be about the wins, this year was not about wins, bro. It was not about individual game by game. It was not about that. It was about energy. And that's what he did. He brought energy back to college football.
Man, he's a fraud. Man, he sold out Jackson State.
Oh my God.
He goes to Colorado and he folds. And they lose the last six games. But that's a success. And he losing recruits. But that's a success.
Half of their roster never played Division I football ever.
Yeah, he already said he needed about 7 to 10 more players to be where he wanted to be.
Half of their roster did not ever play Division I football ever.
But look, though, this is what I'm saying, right? After the first win, I remember this because he was on the Pat McAfee show. After that first win, they was like, what do you need to improve on? The O-line. We see the O-line sell them every single game of the season, and we're still like, Shador's a fraud. Oh, we're pointing out the inefficiencies in the offense. When nobody can get protection.
Exactly.
Is he a pro?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
With this bad back, you think he's a pro quarterback?
Bro, he is young. That shit going heal up, bro. That's going heal. Come on. You talking like this dude 30-some years old, bro. Get out of here.
All right. I see fraud, y'all. Y'all just so hype on this Deion primetime train, bro. I ain't see nothing.
You get at least 8 wins next year.
I'm really I'm not a fan of Colorado. I'm not a fan of Colorado, but what I will say is they had a jump and they had people like myself and others and people like you tuned in to Colorado.
Tuning in, watching them get their ass whipped.
If
you're hate watching, you're still watching.
Exactly. You know what we call that? Seven?
What's that?
We call that impact, sir. Call that impact.
Okay. Box office. Okay. Y'all better hope this nigga win next year. I swear to God, because I'm crucifying him next season. Hank sitting up there talking about
Republican O-line starting
next week. Okay, that's cool. Hank, did you catch I got one more topic for y'all before I let y'all go. But Hank, did you see what happened on Players' Choice?
I did not.
I heard.
So we need to go to the episode from, I want to say yesterday. If you go to the episode yesterday, there's a segment, I think at the 50-minute mark, they do an Anthony Davis segment.
46.
It goes crazy.
46 minutes? 46.
It goes crazy. I mean, crazy, bro.
46. What episode? I need to know what episode, like, specifically, because, you know,
it's the last. It should be like one. Today was like 149, so I think it was 140. It got Jalen Brunson. It was just yesterday. Let me see.
Yeah, they, you know how PC be having a whole bunch of different shows, so I don't be.
Hold on. Give me.
That boy Domo lost it.
Yo, Domo got fed up, bro.
Ticket went on live. And clown ticket went on live, was like, all of these dudes are whatever. He's like, I got love for Shaq, bro, which is the dude that run the whole thing.
He cussed out Chilltown. He went crazy, bro.
Yeah, I see Domo's video. He was like, just because I ain't played basketball in Afghanistan or something, he was losing his mind, bro.
I see that too. I see that. I was like, well, I was looking for the episode, but I couldn't find it. I had the patience to skim through everything because I was busy.
But I told you, 198, bro.
They went in.
198.
You said 46 minutes.
46 minutes. That's
they
when
got
they
a time stamp, but cooking. it's the Anthony Davis segment.
I'm gonna watch that. I gotta watch that.
Yeah,
whole argument was him being an inconsistent scorer.
No, wait a minute. Is this the right one? Yes. Is AD consistent at the 32-minute mark? Check that out. That was classic. Nasty work. They was going incorrect. They was going crazy. All right, man. I ain't got nothing else, man. I don't even want to talk about these Lakers. What's the score, Hank?
Let me peep it now. It's 85-70, the Thunder. 7 minutes and 42 seconds in the third.
You said what? It is 101-86.
Oh, maybe you didn't refresh. My fault.
Golly.
Yep,
you made it even worse.
103-86.
103-86.
Yeah, it lagged.
They was really sticking their chest out last night, beating up on Detroit, yo. That's crazy.
We're losing because of Darvin.
Yeah, it's time to change, yo.
Well, I told you it's gonna do Detroit, but I know about the Thunder.
Y'all don't. It's not just Darvin. The pieces y'all got just don't. They just don't gel, bro. They don't gel.
That's true.
We were cooking their defense, and then he took out the two people that was cooking their defense.
That's more than just the coach right there, bro. That's more you got. You still got LeBron James. You still got Anthony Davis.
LeBron wasn't on the floor when we started going down.
But he came back to play. He the greatest. He came back to play.
What works better for the Lakers? This is my last question right here. What works better for the Lakers as far as the Chicago Bulls is concerned, as far as the trade? Zach LaVine or DeRozan and Caruso?
Neither.
If you got to pick one, if there's a deal to be done, which one fits better with this system that the Lakers are running?
I like this. I'll go ahead. Go.
You get DeMar and Caruso, and you trade DeMar away.
Really?
Yes. Mm. What is DeMar? DeMar can't space the floor, and he can't defend. We don't need him on the team.
DeMar's a former All-Star.
It doesn't matter. He don't fit well. Westbrook was a former All-Star.
With Chicago, he don't. DeMar can fit well shoot. With us. Anybody that can shoot fits well with the Lakers, I think.
He can shoot from mid-range. He can't shoot from three.
That's what we need. We need offense.
His own shot too, so.
That's all y'all need to me. I think all y'all need is somebody who can put the ball down and is sufficient at actually getting his own bucket. Because everybody else, I like AR. AR is cool, but AR not that guy. Not that guy. He's that guy when he's the third, fourth. Well, I'm sorry, the fourth, fifth option. He's that guy. Now he need to be more than that, bro. He got to be more than that, bro.
We don't need a third star. We do not need a third star.
The reason why y'all need a third star. The reason why y'all need a third star.
No,
is because Anthony Davis is not as not consistent enough for y'all not to have one.
And neither is DeMar, especially not in the playoffs. Neither is DeMar.
Star, Cole.
We don't need a Okay, stars don't win championships. Depth does. Look at the teams that just won the championship. Like Golden State had one star. Denver had one star and a semi-star in Jamal Murray. But they had great teams. They could shoot. They could defend. They were versatile. Like we're not gonna beat Denver with star power. We're gonna beat Denver with depth.
What? No, where are you gonna get your depth from? That's not a question.
Not at all. Like, That's the problem. This is the argument. Yeah. Hank
and our team's been injured.
We was talking about a trade for Zach LaVine. Hank was like, "I'm not trying to give up my depth for Zach LaVine, even though he's a good player." But when you look at what we got. Hank, it ain't no damn death, bro.
Hey.
And he's saying this while Rui's out, Vando's out. Like, okay.
But we can have this conversation. That's my whole point. That's my whole point. We are now into the second set of 10 games, and we still have not seen our roster yet. It's only 82 games in the season. We still haven't played with our team.
And I'm
not sold that them dudes are going to come back and change life.
And throw Drummond in the mix too. If you, I would get.
Oh yeah, I want Drummond bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I heard yeah. that. So yeah,
I throw Drummond in the mix.
Christian Wood and
get rid of both of them. Or get rid of one of them.
Being honest.
Exactly. Get rid of both of them or get rid of one of them. Whichever. But get Drummond.
I trade for Drummond, but Zach LaVine, like, and this is another thing, right? You're talking about star power when these stars haven't showed nothing in the playoffs.
Who?
Nothing. DeMar ain't showed nothing in the playoffs since Toronto, and then he got wiped up by LeBron.
He ain't been in the playoffs since Toronto. When the hell he been playing
he
in
has.
The playoffs?
Remember, they went five with the Bucks.
Who? Chicago?
Yeah, they went five with the Bucks. He had that one game where he scored 45, and then they got wiped up off the floor.
But I don't think that it's fair to say that a guy don't do nothing in the playoffs when you want to give me one series when I know he played for San Antonio and they ain't make the playoffs. So it ain't like we seen a whole bunch of DeMar in the postseason since Toronto and he just ain't been executing.
DeMar always had to be. DeMar has always had to be the guy. He doesn't have to be the guy. He can do it. He's going to get in where he fit in.
Look, BA, his game is not good for the playoffs, right? His game is difficult shot making. He's not a good passer, really. He's not a good defender. Like, they're going to pick on him on one side of the court. And then they're gonna shade double teams on the other side of the court and force him to make tough shots because he can't pass out of double teams.
If DeMar DeRozan draws double teams, bro, that's ball game for the opposition. That's what you're praying for.
He can't
pass out of them.
When you have a team with LeBron James and Anthony Davis on it, you don't need nobody else to be the primary scorer. You will be dreaming to have someone draw double teams to lead these guys open.
What are you?
That's what you need.
DeMar can't pass out of double teams. KD get double teams, but he can't pass out of them.
See, I don't watch the Bulls like that. So you may watch DeMar a little bit more than me. I don't watch the Bulls, so I'm not gonna sit up there and say that he can't.
He's actually been doing very well with his, like, that was a flaw that he had, but last season and this season he's been doing pretty well passing out of double teams when he get hot, because we know he get hot. Get hot to the point. He gets hot to the point where he's an MVP candidate, just like last year.
And this is another thing too, right? I'm very shaky because y'all talking about AD inconsistency, but
yeah.
I feel like when people think of DeMar, they think about that that February month where he averaged like 30 and was losing his mind. But like Chicago? He's not as consistent a scorer as y'all think either.
He's not being asked to do that though, bro. Not in LA.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have to do that.
He's not being asked to be a consistent scorer. If he's not scoring, what else is he doing?
He's not asked. You said he's not
consistency and efficiency, bro.
Exactly. He's efficient.
He doesn't have to be a consistent high score or a 30-point high 20. That's not
right.
He needs to hit shots when they count. The Lakers don't have nobody that can hit wide open baskets.
Right. So what about it? What about him playing with the second? You don't think
he can shoot threes now? All of a sudden?
Yeah, he can shoot threes.
No, he can't. No, he cannot.
He can't. He doesn't have
one season where he shot 35. That's not moving me, bro. He's 1 point below league average, and people are like, he can shoot threes now.
Bro. and then you know what he does too?
What?
He gets to the free throw line and hits free throws in crucial and clutch moments too.
Okay.
You can't teach that. You can't teach that. The Lakers need that.
Our role players at the very least a good free throw shooter.
So y'all need Caruso back too. Why not? Go lock somebody up.
That's the deal, ain't it?
I'd rather have Caruso trade Marcus for role players because
yeah, but he ain't enough.
He's not enough. But he goes with y'all squad though. He does. Caruso fits in Drummond. Caruso and Drummond. I don't know what y'all gonna do to get that, but hey. Go get both of them guys.
I'd rather just get Drummond. I'm not gonna lie.
LeBron is gonna forfeit the season. You gonna get Phil Jackson.
Yeah, I want to know how many Lakers games Maverick Carter bet on. That's what I want to know. That's what I'm trying to find out.
God. He ain't going to say. Why? Because he can't give up his guy. He can't give up LeBron.
Oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I'm sure LBJ, just for the fun of it, and I don't know serious, I don't want to make money. I can't say I guarantee. But I bet LBJ was like, yo, here go 100,000, man. Let's see what I do. Let me play with this 100,000 real quick. Get it to your illegal bookie.
Yeah. Hey, you know they be playing that Blu-ray in the room, so you know if you gamble a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, BA, he was putting all the unders on 2011. No cap.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's nasty.
Hey, bro. Hey, that's why he wasn't shooting and he was standing in the corner. Man, that's why Brown was just standing in the corner.
Dirty,
bro. You hear they doing?
Hey,
I'm taking notes. I'm not interrupting. I'm documenting, recording, hey, taking notes. Hey,
we good enough to win a championship in the next 2 years. Hey, salute Dirk. We're finna get this payout.
Boy, woo! Fellas, man.
Man made that final bonus. No cap.
For me. Salute to the NBA community, man. Make sure y'all do us a huge favor on the playback. Smash that like button for the kid. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, episode 180. Shout out to my guys, B.A. Cole and Hank. Make sure y'all follow each other on social media and stay safe until the next episode. Fellas, y'all be good. I'm out.
Salute, fellas.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
All right, man, I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.